So I'm going to talk about the budget with my feelings. You can talk about the budget with your feelings, Jill. But at first of all, whether you're for the budget or against the budget, this doesn't matter to me. You have to go out and vote. That's the first thing. There's people that are for the budget. There's people that are against the budget. But you have to go out and vote.
And this therein lies the rub, because a lot of people, and we find this, frankly, with raising money, with doing things, the option of doing something online is great. People love it. But when they actually have to get up and get in their car and go someplace, you know, it takes a little more effort.
Now, the polls are open today from noon until 8 p.m. at every town hall in Sharon, in Salisbury, North Kinnon, Falls Village, Cornwall, and Kent. There are people that are paid minuscule amounts of money
to sit there.
To sit there and make sure everything goes properly. It would be good if you went out and voted. Like I said at the top of this, how you vote in your own mind does not matter to me. I know how I'm going to vote, and I know how I wish people would vote. But at the beginning of everything, that means nothing. It means nothing unless you go out and vote.
And connecting yourself, whatever it is, to that process is key. It's sort of what we were talking about during the last show, Appraise This, which is, in the end, you got to look at what it is that you are spending your money on.
You have to analyze what you're spending your money on, and you have to analyze, okay, here's my take on the Region 1 budget and why I feel it's important for you to get out and vote. In my opinion, our district as a whole is heading in the wrong direction. I've had, 7 years ago or 6 years ago when I ran? It was a while ago. It started back then, the feeling that and it's now steamrolled, in my opinion. Decisions are being made too quick. Things are being implemented too quick. And anybody that doesn't call this year at Housatonic Valley Regional High School academically and socially a disaster does not know what's going on. It has been a disastrous year, almost a wasteful year. And that's too bad for the students and the teachers. For the teachers who go in and prepare every day to teach, and for the students who go in every day to learn in their own way what they're learning. To have a year lost like this in controversy and mix-up and problems with the mastery and with the schedule has turned this year into an unmitigated disaster. Years ago, Region 1 had a great idea. Let's buy everybody an iPad. Well, when people got to think about
it. Was it an iPad or Chromebook?
It was an iPad.
Okay.
And when people got to think about this, and this was being pushed heavily by the administration, when people got to think about it, they put the brakes on it. And what did they come back with? Well, they found out that the iPad wasn't the total solution. Some places, the iPad worked great. Some places, the Chromebook worked great. Different places, different applications, and a right decision was made. They didn't just go out and rush through it. A right decision was made. We're asking the people who are voting no on this budget, the administration, to hit that stop button once again. And to hit that stop button because of what's happened this year. Go back to your regular grading system next year and then put together, that's a list of teachers, administrators, and even some people from the public and a few students, and figure out the best way that you can implement this program.
Who is we?
We is...
people who are opposed to the budget?
No.
Okay.
We is people from the public.
Okay.
I mean, if you form a committee that has a couple of people from the public, a couple of people from different leadership in the towns, you have some teachers and you have some administrators, you work it out and you come up with a plan that's going to come in over several years. That's the main thing we want. But we also, and this is what's been emphasized this year, and another reason why a no vote is even more important. If you look what's happened over the past couple of weeks, it shows an administration in crisis to issue what they call a revised budget. It's not a revised budget, folks. What they've done is surplus money that they didn't spend, that they're not going to give back to the taxpayers, they put into certain parts of the budget. Now, it's a fallacy about there being a 0% increase. That's not true. But then they revised the budget, which clouded the waters even more. And you wonder, why did they do that? There used to be an expression where there's smoke, there's fire. Why did they do that? If you take a close look at this budget, you'll see that the special ed budget, it is what it is. That's mostly state mandated. That sits by itself. You take a look at the high school budget. That was down. Things were taken out of that budget. You take it the regional service center's budget, because there's three parts that make up their Region 1 budget. And my God, that is out of control. It is literally out of control. We want more money spent on educating the students and empowering the teachers, and less bloat and less consultants and less travel expenses in the superintendent's office as a start. And we want a reset on this mastery-based program. And the only way we can really force the issue is to vote no. With that being said, I urge you to vote no. But the caveat I put in on urging you to vote no is that even if you're not going to vote no, go out and vote.
Right. And obviously the vote no is your opinion. And
That's the caveat. That's my opinion.
It
reflects nobody else's opinion.
It's your
at the
opinion.
Station. It's my opinion.
No underwriters, no nothing.
No nothing. But the caveat is that I wish you would vote no, but get out and vote.
The other reason you got to get out and vote is because obviously, if there is an issue that there's a yes or a no about, it would be great if it sort of reflects what the reality is. And if only a few people show up, it doesn't reflect the reality. It's just a very in data, it's just too small of a sample.
Well, so that's it. And the budget vote is today, 12 to 8, town halls in all the Region 1 towns.
But you also make a really good point. People are out there. There are people who are at the polls to make sure that Russian troll farms do not mess with your vote. Just even out of respect to them, go vote.
So that's it. Region 1 budget vote today. All the towns are involved. Town halls, 12 noon till 8 p.m., and we'll have the results tonight after 8 o'clock on Robin Hood Radio, on the Robin Hood Radio Facebook page, on my personal Facebook page, and we'll also post them up on CATV 6 and CATV 252 tonight. And once again, the opinions I expressed were those mine, not of the employees, the volunteers of Robin Hood Radio, the Robin Hood Radio Network, Tri-State Public Communications.